Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Lisa and Cherie podcast. We're so glad that you could join us. Today, we are going to jump right into the conversation. So let's get started. So Cherie and I were talking about how our relationship with Jesus really impacts how we interact with others. And we were talking about, like, even for me personally, my own personal growth of, like, I can see where, like, if you look back over, I can see how, like, as I've grown in my relationship with Jesus and understanding how much he loves me and how much grace and mercy he gives me, then out of that, there's been a difference on how I handle different relationships, how I respond in situations, because I'm like, as I'm going on this journey with Jesus and growing in my relationship with him, I'm realizing more and more that as we continue to fall in love with Jesus and develop that relationship and learn more about him, and he imparts more of himself into us, I look at the messiness of life and the world and how, you know, when we're struggling, what is our response to that? How do we handle that? You know, when there's conflict, am I able to respond in love? Am I able to give grace and mercy? Or do I walk away from that conflict carrying bitterness and anger and keeping and carrying that with me? Or am I able to be like, okay, I feel angry, I feel bitter, I'm frustrated, I process through that, and I can share them and show them Jesus by offering grace and offering understanding and being like, hey, we all have our issues. We all have our problems. I may not really enjoy this part of your personality. I may not really enjoy this weakness that you are showing me. And I may adjust on how I may not ask you to, you know, work with me on something or because of maybe those experiences, but I can still look at you and be like, you are a valued human being. God created you. You have gifts. You have things to offer. You are important and you are loved. And be able to look at them in that instance, even though.
Have that emotional capacity.
Right. And be like frustrated and annoyed, but I don't have to carry that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have to walk away. There's no need for me to, like, you know, and I'm also recognizing more and more, like, when, you know, how those things happen, a lot of times you'll be like, oh, this happened, and you talk to somebody about it, which is really gossiping if you're not encouraging and talking, you know, speaking, as I say, kind and encouraging words. It's really gossip. And so because, like, as I've been growing, I'm recognizing that so much sooner that I'm like, oh, wait, okay, I can't say that. Because if that would get back to that person, that would be hurtful. Yeah. So I have to watch what I say. But your ability then to not carry that bitterness and anger that makes you want
that
to
reaction.
Say those things and that reaction of, like, I need to undercut that person to justify my anger and bitterness.
Or I want to point out their flaws.
Right.
Or I want to point out their mistakes. Or I want to, like, make sure everybody knows what they didn't do right is really a reflection about us and where our heart is, and not the reflection of who God is,
right?
Our Heavenly Father. Like, there's a distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about the posture of the Father and how the world does not react in the same way. And
right. And
many times we look at Christians and we think, well, they should have it right. And I'm like, well, you know what? Christians are just people who realize that they are sinners.
Right.
And they need God and they need
right.
His love. It doesn't mean that our work of allowing the fruit of the Holy Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, it's not that we've always surrendered our mm-hmm. reactions and the areas, especially when pressure comes. Like, I think about this often. If you're a mom, it's great to be like the first three times you talk to your kids, be like, oh, honey, please get your shoes. And then the next time it's like, get your shoes now. And you get like the mean mom, because by the time you get to number four, you don't have patience anymore. And I was like, you know what? I really should not change.
Mm-hmm.
I really should be consistent.
Yeah.
And I really should be able to, like, hold my kids accountable for not listening to me when I'm speaking to them and correct them without having to get, like, lose all that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. And
right.
That's like
where
a
you
real...
feel like you're, like, in this, like, when I get angry, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Like,
yeah.
There's a sense of, like, I don't have control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you basically are losing control of yourself when you're frustrated and you're angry.
And your ability to express.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we were talking about how when we understand how God sees us and how he wants to relate with us, instead of responding how we might instinctively respond or how we've seen modeled to us to respond, especially in areas of pressure,
mm-hmm.
our reactions might change and we might have more grace. Or you were saying earlier about what it's like to actually take that and turn it over to the Lord and release that and not hold it against someone else.
Yeah, because I think like we have to recognize we will feel these emotions. It's not like your relationship with Jesus and as you grow takes away these emotions, but you learn to recognize when you're starting to carry them and they're not your responsibility to carry. You are to give them to Jesus so he can replace them with what he needs, you know, to give you the capacity, to give you the love, the ability to have patience, the ability to have self-control, the ability to speak life, to speak kind words when you're not feeling kind at all. Like he's the one who changes our hearts. So we will still feel those things, but we give them to him and say, okay, change my heart in this area. Help me see this person. I remember like even, you know, there's been, you know, just even some family dynamics where like we've had to learn, look, we know their hearts, we know their love, and we have to be able to respond in that even when circumstances occur where you feel hurt, where you feel angry, where you feel manipulated,
judged, misunderstood.
Right. And you're just like, wait a minute. I'm not going to carry them because God loves them. We love them. We're not going to hold on to that. We let that go. We see them for who God sees them. Everybody is imperfect. Everybody has things they need to work on. Yeah. And
why is that so hard to remember in the moment? Because usually we're like, this is wrong and we want justice and like, you shouldn't talk to me that way. And the next time you see them, you can have this little bit of bitterness or resentment. And I think part of the Christian journey is to be like, how do we enter in to a different attitude? Like, how do we do that? And we can't do that on our own strength.
No, it really, I've learned to, like, just with different things and conflicts and that I've had to walk through and things I've been standing and believing for in a long time is, like, a lot of times, like, things can happen and someone can respond to you in a way and you're like, what was that? Mm-hmm. And you're like, I didn't even deserve that. Like, what? That's not, what is that? This is such a big communication. And so when I've gone and been like, okay, God, okay, I can't say anything. I'm not saying anything. I don't even know what to do. God, okay, God, I don't know what to do. Just take care of it. Like, it's yours. And there's peace. Okay. Like, we'll just – and there's a place of learning to times when you just don't even respond. Or you learn how to be just like, okay, God, that was harsh or that was – okay. And okay, God, I give it to you.
And we naturally want to defend ourselves. And I wrote down this scripture. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And I feel like in those cases, we're usually wanting to protect ourselves or we're really wanting that person to like really understand our heart, or we want to strengthen our connection, or we feel judged or misjudged or taken advantage of, or whatever it could be with that person and their response. And then our response can be protection, we hold it against them, we never forget, whatever it is. And what we're talking about is like in those moments when you could respond, you can respond as a loved child, or you can respond as someone who's now a victim to that person and reacting and angry. And we all know that reaction, angry, defensive posture doesn't look like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. And how do we do that? And so I think the first step is like to cast it on him and turn it over and recognize that situation doesn't define you. That doesn't say that's not God's heart for you. That's not what he sees of you.
Yeah.
He doesn't hold our transgressions against us. For Christians, we believe that when we come to God, you know, we repent and we come to God and he throws our sin as far as the east is from the west. There's no condemnation, but we struggle with that with other people.
Yeah.
But to know the Father's heart and who he is, and he wants to walk with us. I mean, one of my favorite scriptures is from Genesis where it says that God would come down and wanted to walk in the cool of the evening with Adam and Eve. And I always, maybe it's because from my childhood, that's when I would connect with God. After school, I'd be home. You know, the sun would be going down in my backyard and I'd be just like outside walking, talking with God over my day. So that maybe for you, that happens in the morning or wherever, whenever you have your time where you can actually hear yourself think. But like, Lord, I turn that situation over to you. Lord, I feel angry and hurt, but like, help me to be loving. Help me to respond differently. Help me not to take that label that person said or gave me into my heart.
Yeah.
What does that look like for me to be connected to a good father? And for some of us, that requires a little bit more work than others if we haven't had a good father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To dig through.
I think too, like my desire is for myself is to be able to like continue on this journey with God where you're in that relationship that no matter what trials things come, like life is messy, like I said, and you just never know what gets thrown at you, but be able to like be growing in your relationship with God that no matter how scared you are, no matter how afraid you are, because you don't know the unknown, you know, when there's unknowns that are really scary and you're facing hard things, whether it's physically illness, financial issues, whatever, where you really can be like, you go back. A lot of it is too going back. Wait, God provided here. Because yes. God constantly yes. is like, yes. look what I did here. That's happened to me a few times where I felt like, okay, God, we had a medical bill that like got messed up with the insurance. And it was like $1,000. And I felt God said, I want you to believe that you're not going to have to pay anything. We should have at least paid some sort of part of it. But we really should have not been responsible for the whole thing. But I was like, even if they cover $500. And I felt God say, I want you to... you know, believe, I want you to believe that it's going to be taken care of. And I said, okay. Cause I really struggle with control and struggle with the whole idea of, okay, like, how are we going to pay this? We need to have this plan. Like, we can't have these unknowns, like what, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And it's really hard for me to wait. It's really hard in the process to not deal with a lot of anxiety. So I had to learn to be like, okay, whenever it came up, God, you're taking care of it. You told me you were going to take care of it. You told me it was going to be covered. So I believe you're going to cover it. Did he not take care of it? Did I not? I called. They're like, no, it's in process. Call back in a week. You know, called back in a week. Oh, it's all taken care of.
Wow.
Did God not? So now when I struggle with, okay, God, I don't know how you're going to like take care of that or how are you going to look how I took care of you here. There's been other instances that have been more minor than that where it's like, you know, look where I took care of you here.
And we forget so quickly.
We do. And you stand on that, go, no, God, you took care of me here. I know you will take care of me here. When it's an even bigger issue, when it's even more scary. And my desire is to be at that place that no matter how scary, emotionally, physically, whatever it is that I am facing, I have such a close relationship with Jesus that I can say, it's okay because I know my God and I know no matter what, he's got us. So I can respond in the situation out of love, not out of fear, not out of worry, not out of anxiety. And I might feel those things, but I can be like, God, take it. Give me you.
Yeah.
And I can then in those positions of fear, worry, and anxiety, it enables you to minister to people around you when you're in those situations. Because you are not so fulfilled with and carrying that burden.
You're not so just focused on you.
Right. You're not focused on just your own fear and, yes. and anxiety and surviving whatever it is you're dealing with. You're able to be like, no, my daddy's got this. What do you need? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that ultimately what God's desire is? Like, I feel like that's ultimately is like, I want to take that and carry you and then utilize you to show me in these circumstances to people around you. And, you know, where the world carries all that.
Carries it all.
It carries it all. And that's actually, I feel like, too, the representation of being free in Jesus. Like, that's walking in freedom. You don't have to carry all the fears and anxieties and worries. But that is a process. And it can be a long process, too, of walking that out and learning how to do that. Yeah. Where it becomes almost natural, where it's not so much that you have to think about or, you know, and you always are, there's going to be times when it's really tough. Like, it's just, you know, but where you're like, oh, that's right. I can give it to God. Jesus is going to take care of me. We'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It may not feel great. It may not be fun. It may stink. We may hate it. But ultimately, we'll be okay. God will take care of us.
Yeah.
And things.
Like there's that, a place of surrender.
Yeah.
Where we give up control of that situation or trying to fix it, that situation. And we're like, okay, Father, give me enough rest in you. Give me your mm-hmm. peace that passes understanding. Give me your identity, who you say yeah. I am. I trust that you're going to take care of me and this situation better than I could. You care about me. All right, we were just talking about my kids. Like, look at the birds of the air. And the flowers, and they don't work hard. Mm-hmm. They're not gathering everything into their house to store up for winter. But they're arrayed so beautifully, and aren't you way more important than the birds and the flowers?
Mm-hmm.
And that concept of God being our provider. But I think when I look at my life and situations when I tend to react, where I'm not showing my best,
yeah.
God's best, like mm-hmm. the heart of God, it's like usually been, there's been a financial situation, there's mm-hmm. pressure, a close relationship pressure.
Yeah.
Usually there's a situation that you are being confronted with that you can't fix and you can't control, or you feel taken advantage of. And then what comes out of you then can be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And we can either cooperate with the nasty, or we can remember this. We're right. like, we got to turn it to God. That means turning it all over, every part of our life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and see what he makes of it. And that's hard.
It is hard because you're giving up your rights. I'm giving up my right to be right. I'm giving up my right to, like, make sure, like, you know, someone has repaid, you know, pays for what they did to me. Like, you're, it is. It's surrendering and giving up all of that, recognizing that, you know, being repaid for what they did for me or all that kind of stuff really doesn't compare to what God has and what he wants.
And the Bible says this. It says righteousness, peace, and joy. That's the kingdom of God. So mm-hmm. when we're living in God's kingdom, God's way, the fruit in our life
mm-hmm.
will be righteousness, peace, and joy.
Yeah.
You don't feel a lot of righteousness, peace, and joy when you're trying to, like, show everybody else their problems.
Right.
Or when you're trying to, like, make them do what's right or correct their mistake or, like, hold them to the fire, not give them grace. Like,
mm-hmm.
most people see that as you being, like, high maintenance, nasty, resentful, bitter, you know, like none of the things we actually want to look at. Like when we look at traits we admire and appreciate about other people, we admire when someone shows us grace when mm-hmm. we make mistakes.
Right.
You know, we admire when we're not judged on our worst day because we all have bad days.
Yeah.
Like I have bad days. Thank goodness my kids don't hold it against me. Like, they probably see it the most. Like they're so full of grace and love.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like as human beings, there's a part of us that longs for peace and joy
mm-hmm.
and righteousness.
You do. You want, yeah. I long for peace. All the, like that's why I think that's why, I like, you know, in the natural, you just want, if I can have peace, if everything is in control. So I long for peace, so therefore I want to control everything, right?
Right.
But that's not God's way.
Right.
And so when we surrender to God's way, there is actually a different level of peace, a different level of joy that I can't obtain by being in control
mm-hmm.
because it's God's. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, just the world's way, or as we would say, or, you know, our way, but it's God's way. And something, there's just something supernatural that happens when we allow God to do it.
Yeah. So I guess today Lisa and I are just talking about conflict, stress, pressure.
And run to Jesus. It's really about running to Jesus, giving him everything and learning. It's a journey. So it's a process, and learning how then to, when we run and give to him, how to allow him to fill us up, how to draw that from him. Like, you know, he wants to give us, but there's also a part, I think, that we just draw it out of him. We're like, God, give me what you have because I need it. And learning how to do that, whether it's like big steps, little steps, you know, stumbling and falling, it's all a part of the journey. And as our eyes are focused on Jesus and we keep running towards him. So my encouragement to you is, if you are struggling, you are, you know, things are tough, don't run away from Jesus.
Yeah, he's not there to beat you on the head because you didn't get it right. That's
not the picture. No, do not run away from Jesus. Running away from Jesus is a sure way to have bitterness, anger, frustration, just carrying heavy burdens. But to, you know, encourage you to run to Jesus. I call it emotional throw up when my kids let it all out on me and I'm like, where did that come from? And why do I have to wear that? You know?
No.
But I say, you know, God longs for us to come and emotionally throw up on him.
He can handle it.
He can handle it. And what he does is he takes that and he turns it around into something beautiful and is able to give us and fill us with something beautiful. So run to Jesus, lay it all out, tell him everything that's going on in your life. And I will promise you, he will meet you where you're at and he will take all those things. And he's a God that redeems.
He does. He does. Even if you don't feel like you have capacity.
Yes.
He's good at bringing capacity when mm-hmm. we feel like we just can't.
Yeah.
We can't forgive. We can't let go. We can't whatever. It's really not about you. It's about giving it to someone who can.
Yep. It's about him doing the work.
All right, guys. That's your encouragement for today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us today. We love sharing our conversations with you. Please like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and share them with your friends. This will help us reach more listeners like yourself. If you're local or ever in our area, we would love to meet you. You can find more information about Newport Church on our website at newportchurch.net. The views expressed on this podcast may or may not reflect the views of Newport Church.